Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there. You are now listening live to the Ben Solomon Show here on Blog Talk Radio, BTR. And this show I'm going to be talking about why I think it is Christians are persecuted, even like in the United States. Like, I got my category in Judaism. I'm going to change it to shows that to be on Judaism. I always forget to switch it on to politics conservative. Let's see, politics conservative. There we go. Politics conservative. The chat room is now open, so if you're listening live to me right now on your computer on the episode page, if you want to open the chat room, you just have to reload the page. Now, in this episode, we're going to be talking about why I think it is Christians are persecuted in the U.S. because, let's face it. Look, and bear in mind, I'm not a Christian, but let's look at the facts here. The fact of the matter is this, let's take a look at who's using the government power. We don't see Christians using government power to force people to accept their religion. We see the progressive fascist left using government power to force people to accept their agenda, whether it be, for instance, forcing bakers who have religious objections to get weddings to bake wedding cakes. Be of course this radical transgender agenda where we see North Carolina dares to have a law standing up to this radical agenda, where they say in public schools people have to use the bathroom, the gender that they're actually biologically part of, as opposed to the gender that they choose to identify as. And also, we see that North Carolina also allows private businesses to require people to use the bathroom, the gender that they're part of. Now we see the Obama regime is going after North Carolina. The Obama regime is suing North Carolina, and this is what we have here. Let's face it, and I'm not merely talking about the decline of the church's power, because I will concede that, yes, historically speaking, the church was guilty of human rights violations, the Inquisition being an example. But let's, take a look at the issue honestly. There is no real threat posed by Christian fundamentalists. I'm not a Christian, and so I don't theologically agree with the Christian religion, but I will say this, the difference between, trying to convince people to be a part of religion and imposing it. Granted, there are Christian missionaries out there who try to convince people to be a part of their religion, but they're not imposing it because you can always say no to them. Commonly, of course, people, slam the door on them. And the fact that they have the power to slam the door on them and say no is proof that these Christian missionaries are not imposing anything. They're trying to convince people to be part of their religion, but they're not imposing anything. The matter is, look at who's in the government power, as I said, and it's the left and progressive fascists who are using the government power, whether it be forcing businesses to allow people to use the bathroom of the gender that they choose to identify as opposed to the gender that they biologically are, like a guy identifying as a woman being allowed in the woman's bathroom. This is the type of stuff that the left seeks to impose on everybody. And it's just totally insane. Let's be honest here. Other than a minority of cases where people are born, you can say hermaphrodites or unisex, depending on the term you choose to use, other than a minority of cases where people do have Well, there are some mutations and people, and it's not clear what gender they are, other than that minority of cases. It's clear that you're either born male or female. If you have XY chromosomes, you're male. If you have XX chromosomes, you're female. I did some YouTube videos on this. So the matter is this. You can identify as a polar bear, doesn't make you one. You can identify as a car, doesn't make you one. You can identify as a truck, doesn't make you one. You can identify as a cat, like what a Norwegian woman does. You know that there's a viral video on YouTube of a Norwegian woman identifying as a cat, and she's, crawling on her hands and feet as if she's a cat. But it doesn't make her a cat, she's still a human being. So too, if you're a man, if you have XY chromosomes and you identify as a woman, it doesn't make you a woman. If you have XX chromosomes and you identify as a man, it doesn't make you a man. You are the gender you're born as. You cannot choose what gender you are. You can identify with whatever you want to identify with, but you cannot force everybody else to go along with your delusion. Now, as I said before, there is no threat posed by Christian fundamentalists. I mean, look, I mean, I'm a religious Jew, and well, and well, and I, politically speaking, I support. And when it comes to politics, I will say I agree with Christian fundamental. When it comes to politics, I will say that I agree with evangelical Christian conservatives on almost all the issues. I'm like 99.9 on at least 99.9999999999% of the issues. I find myself agreeing with evangelical Christians on political issues, but I do have big disagreements with Christianity when it comes to theological issues because, well, for one thing, I'm not a Christian. But, I mean, this show is not going to be a theological show. This show is just going to call it out as it is. Even though I'm not a Christian, I still think Christians right now aren't being treated as second-class citizens. They're having their religious rights violated by the progressive fascist left. Whether it be with forcing bakers to bake cakes for same-sex weddings, or the same thing with the transgender thing and stuff like that, they're having their religious freedom violated. Whether it be in California too, where there's a law that forces the pro-life pregnancy care centers to have ad to have ads for abortions. This is totally insane how the left love to talk about choice whenever it involves murdering a baby in the womb. But when it comes, of course, to wanting to force people to buy insurance or the type of insurance that only Obama and the left would approve of, there's no choice involved there. Whenever it comes to the question of whether a woman should murder her child in the womb for any reason whatsoever, then the left says, commonly says, oh, the choice of abortion is between a woman and her doctor. The choice to cut up that baby in the womb is or to poison that poor baby's heart is between a woman and her doctor. And even, I think there was a Planned Parenthood like attorney, or I think a Planned Parenthood representative one time was, questioned what would happen if that baby ends up surviving abortion. If it ends up being a failed abortion where the baby ends up not killed, but the baby ends up surviving. Like, let's say, crying like out of the womb and stuff like that after surviving the abortion. I mean, because I mean this Planned Parenthood representative was one time asked, what would you do if there's a baby who already survived the abortion? And and this woman kept on saying, it's between a woman and her doctor, it's between a woman and her doctor, it's between a woman and her doctor. These people are such brain dead pieces of crap. That's what they are. They're idiots. She kept on saying it's between a woman and her doctor, between a woman and her doctor. This is the same Planned Parenthood is the same organization that also was involved in selling baby parts as they were caught doing, I think, the summer of last year. They were caught doing that a year ago. But that's the whole point here. When it comes to whether to murder your child in the womb, it should be, whenever it comes to murdering a baby in the womb, it's between a woman and a doctor. When it comes to what insurance you buy, or whether you can keep your insurance, oh, that's not between a woman, that's not between a patient and his or her doctor. Oh, no, that's where the government can get involved. You see how stupid the left is? You see how stupid the left is? But the only difference with the whole insurance issue vis-a-vis Obamacare and abortion is, if you choose to buy the insurance that leftists don't approve of, that leftists think is inadequate or whatever, at least you're not killing babies. That's the only difference. At least you're not killing babies. Like I said, there is no threat by Christian fundamentalists. Like I said, I see myself, like I said, I'm a religious Jew. I'm not a Christian one bit. Yet somehow I don't see the Christians violating my religious freedom. I'm more worried about the left violating my religious freedom than I am about Christians violating my religious freedom. Specifically when it comes to Jews, there comes this whole thing, oh, well, like, when it comes to, like, Christians, when it comes to the fact that Christians for Israel, some people will say, well, you know, some of these Christians, just these evangelical Christians, they just believe that, oh, Jesus is going to come back and then force the Jews to convert or go to hell and whatever. You know, let them believe whatever they want to believe. That's my response. Let them believe whatever they want to believe. Look, I don't believe that, and if you don't believe that, why do you feel threatened by people who do believe that? Why do you feel threatened by people who do believe that? That's my question. I mean, like, when it comes to Israel, for instance, we see the left has been singling out Israel. Israel's getting bullied to create a palace, to create, have a terror state next door, and all these left-wing Jews and all these other people and all that stuff, you know, they think it's a bigger deal that some Christians believe, that some Christians only support Israel because they believe that then it'll bring Jesus, and people will either, and people will either have to go to hell or, you know, and whatnot. People think that, oh, that belief is somehow a bigger deal. And, I mean, it's just utterly insane and ridiculous. Repeat again, there is no threat posed by a Christian fundamentalist. This idea that Christian fundamentalists control the Republican Party is a fairy tale, as seen by the recent events. Because, if anything, Trump is as far from being religious as can be. Trump is as far as from being a social conservative as can be. Trump is willing to go along with this radical transgender agenda. He says that, like, you know, that people in the Trump Tower can use the bathroom of whatever gender they choose to identify as opposed to whatever gender they are. I mean, Trump's not even a conservative, and he's certainly not religious. So, again, this idea that evangelical Christians control the Republican Party is another lie from the left. You want to talk about a war against women? The fact of the matter is, radical Islam is launching a war against women. Look at what's happening, like in Iran, where women who are sentenced to death many times get raped, but then the Iranian regime can rush and share that, that they didn't kill virgins, and that those women would go to hell. Look at, like, in Saudi Arabia, where women can't drive, women cannot go out without their male relatives. There's nothing even remotely comparable that's happening in the United States. And we don't even see Christian conservatives even promoting anything that's remotely comparable to that. Yet the left, while leftists like to say how Christian fundamentalists are somehow a threat to our democracy, even though they're the ones destroying our democracy, they're the ones who are censoring people's free speech rights. I mean, look, you portray these in a way which is not offensive. You don't even think Christians understand you. I mean, they may not want government funding for those images, but they're not trying to censor you. They'll just roll your. I mean, they'll just. I mean, sure, they'll be offended. They'll be unhappy about it, but they'll just roll their eyes and move on with their day. Radical Muslims riot like crazy if you draw a picture of Muhammad, and of course, and these leftists would blame the people who draw Muhammad for offending the sensibilities of those poor Muslims. All the while, these leftists are perfectly okay with offending the sensibilities of Christians. I mean, the fact is, you can never please everybody. You can never please everybody's feelings. You can't do that. That's the bottom line. And the fact of the matter is, and these leftists are not about not hurting people's feelings. They're about not hurting their own feelings and the feelings of their own protected groups. Leftism is a disease, and it's as far from reality as can be. One time when I was one Sabbath when I was returning from they were returning from synagogue or from having a Shabbat lunch at the rabbi's house, which I commonly do after services. And one time I did stumble upon one time I did notice in my house I did see a pamphlet that did talk about, you know, going to a pamphlet by some Baptist or I forgot who it was by, you know, talking about, you know, going to heaven or whatnot, like, and you know, and it was, you know, clearly a religious Christian pamphlet. Now, you know, I could have and did just reject that pamphlet and just, you know, move on with my day. You know, I wasn't threatened in any way because, oh, I saw that thing and stuff like that. I wasn't threatened in any way. And I think if you are threatened by this type, by like people, if you are threatened by like Christians saying, believe in Jesus or you'll go to hell, which is of course something I disagree with. But if you are threatened by that, then, you know, then all I can say is, you know, you don't really have, then all I can say is, you know, you're a wuss. If you really feel threatened by people holding that belief, all I can say is you're weak. That's all I can say. You're weak. I mean, maybe you partially believe that yourself if you feel threatened by other people saying it. But again, make no mistake about it. There is no danger posed by the religious right when it comes to any of the issues that the left supposedly tries to bring up. Like, let's say, you know, the whole anti-abortion issue. Well, you know, there's scientific arguments against abortion, too. Because scientific evidence showing that the baby in the womb is indeed a human life. But, you know, but of course, the left, you know, leftists like to deny what's obvious in front of us. They like to play all these, leftists like to play all these mind games with people. And, you know, I mean, that's how they get people into their stupid little world. Leftists like to play all these mind games and call people bigots and call people racist and call people sexist and call people homophobes and call people transphobes. And, I mean, that's what the left likes to do. That's what the left likes to do. So specifically when it comes to the whole abortion issue, it's the same thing, you know. I mean, they like to say, of course, like play all these mind games as to why the fetus is not a human life. Like they say, oh, well, it depends upon the mother and stuff like that. Well, for its nutrients, therefore it can't be independent. You know, I was like in an argument on there's a comment section about like this ABC segment on like the young generation of the pro-life movement, and I was, you know, getting into that argument in the comment section of that video. And you notice, you know, also saying, of course, basically people on life support are not independent lives either, according to that ridiculous logic. I mean, the fact is, scientific data shows that fetuses, that babies in the womb already can hear what happens outside of the mother's womb. They learn to distinguish between the mother's voice and the voices of other people. They pregnant women commonly feel babies in the womb kicking. There's evidence after evidence after evidence that this baby, that the baby in the womb indeed is a human life. It's not an extension of the woman's body. It's an independent human life. The fact is, like, if a woman is pregnant with a baby boy, for instance, the pregnant woman does not simultaneously become female and male. She still continues to be female while the baby in the womb is male. Be honest here. The baby in the womb is an independent life, and you don't need religious arguments to be against. I mean, you don't need religious arguments and stuff like that. I mean, I agree. Arguments like, you know, like, oh, you better not do that or we'll go to hell and stuff like that. I think these are theological arguments, and I agree. These arguments are going to alienate people, and as they should alienate people, I think. I would agree. Like, if you're to argue, of course, like, oh, if you get an abortion, like, if a woman gets an abortion, she's going to go to hell. If she didn't get an abortion, I agree, is a very bad, bad, bad argument against abortion. Because, I mean, what if you don't believe in hell or so? And these types of arguments, of course, are going to alienate more people. That's not even the central argument that the pro-life woman is using. The question is whether the fetus is a human life, and I think the fetus is a human life. And I mean, look, the only time I would ever support abortion is if the fetus is directly threatening the mother's life, is if the pregnancy is directly threatening the mother's life, and the only way to save the woman's life is for her to get an abortion. The only time I would support abortion, and yeah, I would include, and yes, and within that, I would include, of course, cases where the pregnancy is causing the woman to be suicidal. Other than those cases, I'm completely opposed to abortion, as it is the murder of an innocent human being. I mean, that's my view on the abortion issue, in a nutshell. But returning back on to the point I'm trying to make is getting back on topic that I was trying to say, you know, there's like, you know, even with like the whole abortion issue and like, you know, again, like a 20-week ban, of course. I mean, let's be honest also. Like, a fetus that's 20 weeks old, it looks identical to a baby who is already born. So again, you know, when it comes to these, even these, some of these abortion restrictions that are proposed, you don't see the Bible quoted often in arguments in favor of those bills. What you see is scientific data showing that the fetus is a human life. And look, and if you want to talk about religion, I mean, yes, people's religious views are going to influence their politics. That doesn't make them fundamentalists. That's just how it is. You cannot clearly have a line separating religion and politics. That line is not always clear cut. So yes, people's religious values are going to influence their politics. And yes, we see Christians, you know, quoting the Bible and to support their positions often, but we don't see our representatives doing any of that. I mean, the fact is, secular left-wing atheists are the fascist ones. Where, like, you know, you can't even publicly say that Pledge of Allegiance in public schools because oh, it mentions God, even though, you know, like, people even though when it comes to some of the, like, the school prayer or whatever else, or anything else that does mention God, even though people have the option to opt out of that, we see the left is not satisfied. They want to ban it completely. Because we see that the left acts fascistic. The left wants the government to shove their agenda down people's throats. And we don't see Christians doing any of that. We see Christians are the ones who are they're the ones who have to deal with all this crap shoved down their throat. If you're a Christian white male, if you're a straight Christian white male who identifies as the gender that you are, you know, you're going to get the most crap shoved down your throat. You're going to be called privileged and stuff like that. There's another thing going on. We're doing a witch hunt on people who are privileged. This whole idea of white male privilege is one of the most divisive, racist, sexist ideas out there. This whole idea that we have to penalize people for supposedly being privileged and stuff like that, and we assume that, like, because they're white, they're privileged, that's racism. That is racism. This idea of white male privilege is a hoax. It's a racist, sexist, divisive hoax. This whole privilege ideology is a hoax discussion. It stops discussions that we need, because what we need is more, I think what we need is more dialogue and more unity, not just more division, like we see this, and we see political correctness is bringing division. And we see that specifically, like this privilege, this idea, this concept of privilege promoted by the left, I think does everybody a disservice. That the so-called system is a disservice, because telling them, you know, you cannot succeed no matter what you're going to do. No matter what, there's this phantom of white males who are conspiring to hold you down and make sure you don't succeed because of your race or because of your gender or whatever else. And what it's doing to, like, the white males is just telling white males, you know, you're privileged, shut up. This phrase, check your privilege, is another way of saying shut up. It's telling them, you know, just shut up because you're privileged, blah, blah, blah. It's vilifying them for being quote-unquote privileged. This idea of privilege, privilege, as I said, it's so divisive to the core. Because all it does, as I said, it literally promotes, I think, race hatred. I mean, communities and people, we all have our own struggles to deal with. We all have our own obstacles to deal with that we have to overcome, and that's true with everybody. We all want the same things in life, but that's the truth. There is no such thing as white male privilege in the United States. And now we see these radical feminists are, like, complaining about stuff like manspreading and stuff like that. Well, you know, even there's a bigger issue to complain about in the U.S. How about letting men who claim to be women into the women's bathroom? That's an issue feminists should be protesting against, but they're not, because they're with the radical transgender agenda, because, once again, it's not about caring about women. It's about the left imposing this cultural Marxist agenda down our throats. That's what it's about. And I think at the heart of these values that the left is persecuting Christians for, I think, are Jewish values. Because, I mean, Christianity ultimately comes from Judaism. I mean, sure, of course, the big issue between Christianity and Judaism is whether Jesus is the Messiah, and whether he was, like, God in flesh who came and died for people's sins and stuff like that. I mean, of course, I don't believe in any of that, because, like I said, I'm not a Christian. I take the Jewish position on that issue. But that's, again, a theological issue, not a political issue. When it comes to politics, I agree with evangelical Christians on most of the issues. When it comes to politics, theological issues is a different story. And so taking a deep breath. I just have a little bit of a headache, that's all. So what I'm trying to, what was I saying anyway? What I want to make, of course, as I was saying, is, I mean, again, I agree with some Christian, I agree with evangelical Christians on most of the political issues, and I think Christians are way, and Christians in the United States are way bigger supporters of Israel than most Jews, because we see that, like, the question is commonly asked, well, why are most Jews leftists? The reason why most Jews are leftists is because they're not religious, because overall, I mean, there are some exceptions. I mean, it's not strict. I mean, I'm talking about a general trend, and trends are not always, and trends tend to not be very exact, because they're always, because in every group of people, when you describe a trend, is all you're always gonna, you're bound to find exceptions. You are bound to find exceptions. So, you know, the general trend of religious people tend to be more conservative, and atheists, and people who are more, and people who are more liberal in their religious practice tend to be more, tend to be leftists. / liberal, and most Jews in America are not religious, and to most Jews in America, particularly to, since most Jews in America are non-Orthodox, and to most Jews in America, especially to most non-Orthodox Jews in America, their Judaism is essentially leftism, and so that's why you see the confusion here. People tend to associate Judaism with leftism. Part of it, of course, because they want to stick it to the religious Christians. They want to show, hey, you know, I'm more liberal. I mean, there's an aspect of that. But overall, most Jews in America are not religious. And so that's why you see people kind of conflate Judaism with leftism, when they're overall very different. So the question is, why are most Jews, why are most of them vote Democrat? Why are most of them leftist? The reason why is because most of them are not religious. It's because most of them are not religious. Like I said, you know, I mean, I think, get back on the subject, you know, I think Christians overall are persecuted in the United States because, I mean, look at the government wanting to force them to, for instance, to bake cakes for same-sex weddings, whether it be also like, you know, there's also this move, of course, you know, to even force Catholic abortions on demand and stuff like that. For, like, in California, there's a law, as I said, to force pregnancy care centers to provide out for abortions, even though the whole point of those pregnancy care centers is to provide alternative methods to abortions in order to, you know, be able to provide support to pregnant women in ways that don't involve, you know, killing the baby in the womb. I mean, I think the left is just totally sick on the whole abortion issue, on pretty much everything. Because it's like, you know, even giving women the ability to look at their ultrasound before choosing to abort is now seen as hatred and misogynist. And even, you know, having laws saying you got to allow women to look at their ultrasound is now seen as too much. It's seen as misogynist and hateful, according to the left. All we have to do is say hate speech, or this is hateful. All we have to do is say, you know, this is a fraud, this is racist, this is bigoted, and then, you know, everybody, you know, sort of, and then everybody makes a big deal because people don't like being called those names. And, you know, and so it's like people just dumb themselves down and put their head in the sand because they don't want to hurt people's feelings. They don't want to hurt the feelings of those who call them bigots and racist and stuff like that. It's literally, you know, a type of bullying. And, you know, again, as for the whole argument that, oh, it's like these, like this move to restrict abortion is merely Christians trying to impose their religion down everybody's throat. Well, you know what? During the time of slavery,
the abolitionist movement was largely influenced by the idea in the Bible that says that all human beings were created, B'tzelem Elohim, the divine image. And much of the the abolitionist movement was largely influenced with that thinking, and they believed, therefore, you know, slavery was wrong because it involves dehumanizing people and only people as property when they were all created in God's image, and they all deserve the same amount of dignity. So the abolitionist movement was, you know, as I said, largely influenced by religion. But like I said, you know, there's no way that America is going to become a Christian theocracy. In fact, quite the opposite. America is becoming a leftist theocracy under Obama and under the progressive fascist left. And also another example I did not touch upon is, you know, also the left wants to force Catholic employers to birth control pills that they object to. And, you know, look, I mean, I'm not anti-birth control, but I do believe that, like, that if, like, Catholics feel that paying for people's birth control goes against their religion, they should not be forced to pay for people's birth control, because that goes against the First Amendment of religious freedom. I mean, there are some cases, I think, where having birth control is justified. You know, I mean, I think what people do in the bedroom is their business, and if they find someone willing to give them, like, birth control or whatever, or condoms or whatever, other pills, and if they find people are willing to give them, you know, birth control or condoms or whatever else, you know, in order to try to indulge that the woman would not become pregnant, you know, I mean, that ultimately, I think, their business. That's ultimately their business. That's what I think. I don't want to be clear on that. But, of course, even if I say that, of course, somehow the leftist is not going to be able to comprehend what I am saying. And sure, I think maybe there are some cases where birth control is, like you can say, justified or whatnot. And I mean, I'm sure there are some cases where birth control is justified, actually. But I mean, first of all, you know, it's not always guaranteed to prevent the woman from being pregnant. Because always when you're having sex, there's a risk. Yeah, the woman's going to become pregnant. That's called biology. That's what's naturally going to, I mean, that's, you know, nature taking its course. But I think, you know, like, forcing Catholic institutions to pay for, like, these birth control pills, so then people can just have so then many people can just go wild having sex with like other people for like a couple of months, whether it be like a girl having a sex with them. We're asking having sex with a girl for like a couple of months and then dumping that person months later and then going to somebody else. You know, I mean, I think forcing Catholic institutions to pay for birth control pills that they have religious objections to, you know, so in order to cater that, I think is wrong, and that largely is what's happening. I'm not saying everybody who takes birth control pills is like that, but I'm saying that is a large trend that's happening. Just to be clear, I mean, like with like the so-called Republican War Against Women hoax, I mean, you know, like Sandra Fluke. You know, she could have gone to Target and get, like, birth control pills for, like, $9 per month and whatnot. This is another example of, like, Christians being persecuted because the left has constantly been trying to force Christians to go against, to violate their religious principles and stuff like that. And the left has been wanting to get the government to force Christians to do that. And yet the left is saying that Christians and religious people are imposing their religion on other people. No. It's the left that's imposing its religion on other people, because let's face it, the left is a religion. The left really is a religion. The left is a religion. So again, I hope you enjoyed this show. Though I'm not a Christian, I think it's pretty clear right now that Christians, I think, and especially Christian white straight males, are being persecuted, and they're constantly being harassed, and they constantly have shit shoved down the throat, pardon my language. Christian white males in particular are constantly told to check their privilege. You know, it's like, you know, just, which is another way of saying shut up, but the bottom line, as I said, is, you know, we have, I mean, maybe I'm being redundant, but like we're like going on a witch hunt over who's more privileged. It's ridiculous. Instead of like focusing on who's more privileged and stuff like that and stuff like that, you know, as I said, why not just have some unity and stuff? Why not have some unity? And so this has been... And so this has been, you know, a great show. I'm sorry if what I say sometimes sounds incoherent or if I'm all over the place. You know, I had a little bit of a headache. I was trying to organize my ideas, and now I'm in archive, and we're out.